So when I was a kid, I can remember being ridiculed and mocked and made fun, teased. Yeah, it's common for everyone, but
that's you.
It is just me. There is no question about that. But specifically, if there was a picture of Gullible in the encyclopedia or the dictionary or online, because it's all everywhere and nowhere now.
Sure.
It would probably be me. Oh. And I think it may be a multi-generational thing in my family. So I caught it the way some people like get diseases. I got this weirdness.
Okay.
So, and I was talking to a friend of mine and about their kids, and then their kids joined the conversation the other day.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. I'm just wondering, what silly, dumb, ridiculous thing did you believe, or even more recently, have you believed was true that is just total crap? Because I used to think brown cows gave, like, chocolate milk.
Last week?
No, yeah, as a kid. Oh, okay. I mean, come on now. By now, if I haven't figured that out, then I am dumber than a box of rocks.
Well, who knows?
Don't comment on it. So, I mean, do you have anything like that? Because
I don't know.
I mean, you do the stuff with fat guys at the movies, and you know, you're on stations all over the country.
Yeah.
I love movies and TV. We've talked about it often as we try to make sense of stuff here. And I also used to think, because all the pictures in the family albums when I was a kid were in black and white.
Yeah.
A lot of when I was a kid, we didn't, I don't think we got, and I'm not even that old. I mean, I'm arguably middle aged, but what the hell does that mean anymore?
Yeah.
You thought the world was black and white
in the 50s?
I thought the world was black and white at some point. I didn't know when it changed. I just knew that all the pictures in the family albums early on were in black and white, and the TV shows were in black and white, and then all of a sudden it changed.
How did you process The Wizard of Oz then?
I you know what? I never even thought to mix those.
Never came into the discussion.
No, it never came. It wasn't even a discussion. It didn't even have a discussion. I just remember at some point either I asked or it became clear to me, and then I started thinking about how, I don't want to say dumb, but maybe ignorant I happened to be. Because maybe I did at some point ask, so when did color happen? Which is a weird thing to ask.
And everyone's like, what are you talking about, Poopy Bot?
That's exactly it. All there's a callback to another Chubby and Stick show. That's exactly right. So, but do you have anything like that, or your kids,
gosh,
or anything?
I mean,
it doesn't have to be like that, obviously. But I mean, just any weird thing that you happen to be
that tooth fairy doesn't count. Like that kind of stuff doesn't count, does it?
Well, I mean, we got to be careful who's listening. I mean, you could also mention Santa Claus or whatever else too. Who's a fine, happy, jolly fellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what about the Easter Bunny? I mean, that's the other thing that didn't make any sense, and I'm not trying to, like, ruin things for people, but, you know, biblical writings, whatever else, holy scripts and whatnot.
I'm hoping 6-year-olds are not listening, that are not subscribing to this podcast, but...
Well, I mean, think about the fact that eating the chocolate and the bunny. I mean, it's a weird thing. It's like, how freaking awesome are they? And the hollow ones, by the way, what a ripoff that is. Give me solid chocolate. Don't give
bullshit.
Me this empty bunny crap. You know what I'm saying?
That's some bullshit. Right there. But here's the thing. I don't know. I mean, there's sort of this continuum of what's least believable. I think the Easter Bunny's probably at the extreme on that. But I mean, aside from that stuff, I don't know. I don't think I had any major misconceptions of stuff. Like, I don't think I ever misunderstood how things were. I don't know. I mean, because then you're getting into weird stuff depending on what your religion is. People can, if you're not part of that religion or if you're an atheist, you may think that it's absolutely bonkers. But I don't know. I think that's different because that's sort of like worldview and religion and faith versus, I don't think there's any faith involved in chocolate cows. But was that because, like, Hershey's had an ad at one point. Hershey's syrup had an ad about chocolate cows, like brown cows making chocolate milk.
It might have been.
Is that what started this?
It's possible. I have no idea the genesis of the idea. No. I just remember. I remember driving in the country, and
so no one said that to you as a little kid, and they just as a joke, and you just took it for you, like you lied to me. You know.
I don't think so. No, I don't believe. See, my problem is that my mother was very careful to tell me the truth about everything.
Yeah.
And arguably we've discussed it before.
Yeah,
here
we've talked
on the radio,
about your mom.
Right?
She was always very straight. Yeah, actually, she wouldn't use, like, we had a whole discussion about which she used very clinical terms for, you know, bowel movements and stuff like that. I mean, so it wasn't like there wasn't like
sex stuff. I remember friends and cousins. We were all hanging out doing, you know, shooting off like firecrackers, doing stuff you shouldn't be way too young.
Yeah.
playing, you know, tackle football in the street and whatever. Sure. And, you know, and they're like talking about their pieces and parts, their appendages, their genitals, let's just say. Like, oh, it's my stick, it's
genitals,
my rod.
Let's just say that's the term. Yes, that's what they are.
Yeah, that was me at like six. Oh, you mean your genitals? That's your penis and your vagina. I mean, no, but you know what I mean?
You were the little kid in Kindergarten Cop who goes, boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
Yes. I mean, look, to lay it down this way. I can vividly remember driving in the country, someplace out in the sticks, rural Ohio someplace, and there were black and white or brown and white cows. And I was like, so what kind of milk do they give? And everybody, like adults in the car were like, huh? And I go, well, I thought the dark cows gave chocolate milk and the white cows gave, you know, like regular milk.
Could you imagine how awesome it would be to have a actual cow that delivered chocolate milk?
Oh, it would be fantastic.
But what about, like, when you ever have the strawberry quick, the pink milk? What kind of cow did that?
Never saw them. That's the thing. That maybe some genetically modified thing that they wouldn't sell in Europe.
No, it would totally be sold in Europe. They'd make cheese out of it. It wouldn't be pasteurized or anything.
Right, I mean, they got like, you know, it was like orange drink and all the other stuff. I mean, there's a classic Bill Hicks bit on that particular deal. But, I mean, it is different over there. And, you know, they worry about genetically modified stuff and, you know, like phthalates and stuff with plastics that here they were like, don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't worry about your kid with not just a third eye, but like a third arm coming out their back or whatever. And everything's just fine. But, for instance, I remember asking my mom about, like, you know, where babies come from at a very young age. And most parents would just, like, deflect and play it off. And she literally told me. And her big story was, and she was like, well, okay, you want to know? Here goes. She goes, and you're never going to have an excuse to be able to say, oh, I didn't know. Oops, she got pregnant. So, like,
and you walk out of the room, a look of horror on your face. Oh, my God, is that what happens?
Might have been, but I mean, I was ogling, like, you know, Bernadette Peters and, you know, Debbie Harry on music videos or whatever else. I was like, holy crap. And then I was.
Is that what's under there? Is that what's under those satin pink pants?
Oh, I'm like, yeah, because Debbie Harry always looked like she might have been a little buttered or high or buzzed or lit, whatever it is that people like to say. Yeah. And I there was always, you know, I mean, I knew, I was like, yes. And she's got a new book, by the way, but we're not here to promote that, but you should read it.
But still, Debbie Harry, yeah.
Debbie Harry, yes. So I totally was like, oh, yeah. But then she's like, well, you'll have no excuse. And I don't want you to, you know, you have unprotected sex and you can get, you know, sexually transmitted
diseases.
How old
were you in this conversation? What, four?
I don't even, I was not in kindergarten yet.
Really?
And
holy
shit. Absolutely.
I love how you're like, what's pregnant? Wait, is that what happens to my little thing? Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, so I can only imagine, like, you know, like the Big Mouth cartoon or something. Like, I'm walking around doing things that shouldn't be public. I don't, you know, it was like the Mr. Hobney. That's a whole other conversation.
Did you ever get in trouble for reiterating some of this? Like if the teacher's like, oh, well, you need to be careful. So your pee pee is no, it's called a penis, Mrs. Johnson.
I was in trouble. Mrs. Johnson. There you go.
Yeah.
So I can vividly remember being ridiculed or told that maybe I shouldn't share certain things when other, because kids would ask and then I would say it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was also that way when it came to, like, you know, kids calling other people's names or making fun of the fat kid or, you know, the kid who happened to be very flamboyant, Myron, who I've talked about before, who got a beating like every week and the teachers let it happen. He was clearly very feminine, very flamboyant and gay.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking for a beating. He didn't choose that path. Yeah. And I remember, like, trying to defend him. So I was constantly getting, you know, if not the beat down, given grief as a result of it too. Yeah, I had no idea, no filter. I was trained to do this by an early age.
So what other crazy things did you believe in when you? I mean, see, here's, I don't have any. I can't think of any bizarre things that that even as a kid I can't remember, because I generally if I knew what it was I'd ask somebody. Although what's really funny is I once asked my dad, my sister and I. We were kids. We were little. We were in grade school. And somebody had used the term blowjob. And we didn't know what it was. And I was talking to my sister. We're like, well, I don't know. What is that? So we asked our parents. And they're, I got sergeant garters in their faces. And so my dad took me into one room. And my mom took my sister into the other room to explain. And I don't know what... my sister told, but my mom explained it to my sister. My dad says to me, he goes, do you know what oral sex is? And I'm like, not wanting to sound stupid. I'm like, yeah. I had no idea what that was. And he's like, well, that's what it is. And I'm like, shit, that didn't answer anything. God damn it. And it wasn't until John Francisco in fifth grade used the term hot tea blowjob. And he said, and then he described what a woman did in a movie he was watching on P10 on Cube TV.
Cube TV.
And then I'm like, oh, well, I could figure out from context. So it wasn't until fifth grade, but it was just, I just didn't know what it was. I didn't understand. I just like, well, what happens to a guy? Does he just like put this thing in there and then it goes, ta-da? I mean, I didn't understand anything about undulating or moving. And it's like when you're kids, the funny thing about when you're kids, I remember going to a friend's house and we were doing something stupid where we weren't playing doctor, but we were pretending. We were goofing around like, oh, I'm a doctor and you're pregnant. You come in here. Now you got to sit on the toilet and have a bowel movement. And then you have a kid. And that's like the kid's understanding of how pregnancy works.
Okay. I don't recall my mom ever being specific about certain acts involved of love, let's just say, or what have you, or different kinks or whatever. But it was the nuts and bolts of just the procreation issue, right? Okay. And as far as other stuff, as far as I don't remember, I mean, like, for instance, like, she was like, you'll have no excuse, you can't come home, and, oh, you didn't know, she got pregnant, or, you know, and she wanted me to wait till I was 26 and married and out of college and had a career before, you know, we had kids or I was having, you know,
how's
no
it working
sex
out
before
for you?
Marriage. Well, not yet married. I've had my share of sex, believe me, and I like it a lot, and you always want more. And like pizza,
God,
even when it's bad, right?
You sound like a monster. Like, I always want more.
Oh, come on. No. I mean, let's be, oh, really?
You have it, you're done.
Do you turn your wife down? I mean, this goes back to you and the airplane thing or public place conversation.
This is how sex works. You want it. You really want it. And then you're just like, I just need to take a nap. I don't need it right now. Nobody wants it right afterwards. You're gonna pull something and rupture something if that happens.
I would hope not. Those are not words you want together when you're thinking about an act of love or at least a good time. Ruptured and ripped and torn or whatever the hell you just said. I don't think you mentioned those things.
I don't want
those
ripped,
are all
torn
bad,
near anything
bad,
bad
that I things.
Do when there's involved with sex.
She was always just very out there and in front. Yeah, it's embarrassing. What are you going to do? I don't know now. And I think we probably said all we can say about it.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.